This is VOA News. We have I'm Chris Belton. Spain declared a national state of emergency on Sunday to tackle a second coronavirus wave, as the World Health Organization reported a third straight day of record new infections around the world. The WHO has warned that some countries are on what it called a dangerous track, with too many witnessing a huge increase in cases, and the UN agency called on countries to take further action to curb the spread of the disease. In total, WHO figures showed that over 465,300 cases were declared on Saturday alone, half of them in Europe. COVID-19 has now claimed the lives of 1.1 million people and infected more than 42 million globally. In Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's new state of emergency includes overnight curfews across the entire country, except for the Canary Islands. The move came after Spain became the first EU member state to pass the grim milestone of 1 million cases. The United States remains the hardest hit country, and on Saturday, it set a daily record for new COVID-19 cases for the second straight day at nearly 89,000. With a further surge expected as cold weather comes. The virus has become a central issue ahead of the November 3rd national election, with President Donald Trump sparring over his handling of the pandemic with challenger Joe Biden. After the United States, the worst affected countries are Brazil, India, Mexico, and Britain, while Colombia is the latest country to record 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases. The disease is taking its toll on politicians, with Bulgaria's prime minister joining a growing list of leaders who've tested positive for coronavirus. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.